Hey guys, welcome back to season 2, episode 9 of the Creators Corner. I'm here with host Mr. XGN and TSB Terror Code. We also have Helios XTG here as well. We're going to be discussing the history of Hydra tonight.
Yo, I got scared. I almost dropped my damn phone. I forgot we were recording.
I don't know why. I started laughing. I just stopped myself.
Helios, can you believe if you look at the names, Mr. XGN came in here with he said TSB Terror Code. What a disrespectful asshole.
Well, you came in here with Corey and you spelled it wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, hold up a second. Let me check this out. I didn't even notice. Wait, okay, hold up a second.
What?
There's Peyton, that's Corey, me, and TSB Terror Code. What is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know why she hasn't changed her name to anything. Like, she just comes in here every week.
What? Do you know how many Anchor apps I have? Like, Anchor logins I have? Like, I do not mess with any of them.
Word.
How many do you need?
I have 3.
Why?
I don't know.
Dude, she's always got to have podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So, Helios XCG, I know this is like a big day for you. You've been trying to get on the podcast since it was created.
Why do you say my full gamer tag?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying not to say your first name.
Rutherford?
So, how long have you been in community?
About 12 years now.
What?
Yeah, that was a weird transition from what we were talking about.
Bro, you really been in community for 12 years?
Yeah, dude.
Bro,
I started communities when I was 11 years old.
Bro, you're wise.
Yeah, I'm an old man.
You lived 1,000 lives.
I'm an old community man. Yo, Corey, you've been doing it for a long time, too.
I think exactly 12.
Yeah.
As well.
The only difference was is when I was a little kid and I tried to make a community, everybody told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah, the only difference was when I made a community, I told everyone I was super old, and then everyone still told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah, that's true. The journey of XGN is, like, wild. Like, and honestly, this is kind of true with any clan that gets big. Like, if you go back to, like, the nitty-gritty of, like, when they first started, it's like, yeah, there was originally, like, 17 creators, and we had to restart, like, 7 times, and, you know, the current leader really fucked over the old leader, and there's, like, all these, like, folklore myths about, like, the founding of the community, I've noticed, and, like, they may or may not be true, but it's weird, like, with XCG, because looking back, like, it was pretty basic how we started, but, like, now those stories are happening about us, too. Because I've heard, like, that same story in variations about, like, every big clan ever. Of, like, the shadowy origins and no one really knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I was, like, notorious for, like, all right, everyone get out. We got to restart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, didn't XGN start, like, 3 times?
Well, I mean, I pretty much just wiped everyone, like, essentially. Well, I always had, like, my core people that kind of, like, stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But, like, there was a couple of times where we were just going down, like, a path that wasn't the vision. That wasn't it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I remember I was so young when I started communities that I was so young. I still had to lie about my age, but it was just so unbelievable that I was actually 16 because I was 11. You know, I was a little kid. And so I had to find a community that had a smaller age requirement so that I could lie to get into there. Like, you know, if you're a little kid joining communities, like, you're always lying about your age. And it's weird because from the age of, like, 11, like, all the way to 18, I had to lie about my age. And I was never even that much older. Like, I was always, like, 2 years older on Xbox than I was in real life, basically. Because my first clan, I was in this clan called FTG. Which I don't even know if they still exist. They were super strict, though, and they hated my ass. Like, I was not there for very long. I made it all the way up to running a squad, and then basically, like, they kicked me out for being too young, pretty much.
Was that full
but that was
throttle gaming?
Was that, yeah, Full Throttle Gaming.
Yeah.
I was there, like, I joined, like, right when they started, too. I was, like, a day one. But I didn't know anything about communities at the time. I had a friend named Frosted Yoshi. He brought me in because I was playing a lot of Call of Duty. and FTG was only for Halo. And he was like my old school Halo buddy that I would always play with. And he's like, he was an older guy. It was kind of weird looking back. I was 11 hanging out with like a 27-year-old drug addict named Frosted Yoshi. And he's like, yeah, bro, I'd do if I got you with this shit that you come to play Halo with me and the boys again. But like, that was how I got in originally. And then like ever since then, I've been involved other than like short breaks just because of like how addictive the community thing is.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Terra Toad, how do you get involved in communities?
It was Bill.
Lil Bill took you under his wing.
I was like 13. He was like fucking 27, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the same situation with like a weird old man, yeah, like bringing you in. Like.
I love you, Bill. Yeah. You was on that Adderall, boy. That shit had you tweaking.
Yeah, I like Trent's story because in his story, he is the old man with all the little kids around him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Started out on XBC and was in two clans on XBC. I say two clans. My son got us recruited into a clan called False Prophets, FP. And then we never saw those guys again. Never heard from them. They said, yeah, you guys are in. And then that was it.
Is that the one I joined or no?
No, you joined Sicko, the one that we were in forever.
On XBC. Why do both of them sound like early 2000s garage bands?
Bro.
I mean, this was early 2000s, so.
That's fair, I guess.
What?
I love the story. Have you told the story on the podcast about how TSB got its name?
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, that's a pretty good story.
Bro, how did he get his name?
Okay. My son and I and TSB Bag Company and our crew, we were all playing Halo one night, and we were on the pit, and I was pretty intoxicated. Been doing Patron shots, and my son was pretty intoxicated. We were all pretty intoxicated. And you know where the shotgun spawned on the pit? Halo 3, the corner? Yeah, I wound up in there and couldn't find my way out. I was pretty intoxicated. So my son and Bad Company both had a shotgun, and they were my protectors, okay? Yeah. And these kids that we were playing, they kept rushing, and they kept coming in, and my son just kept waylaying them with the shotgun, and bodies were just stacking up. And he said, oh, you want some too? Come on here. You can take a seat too, bitch. And from that point forward, the whole crew, there's like 20 of us that played together. Every time we killed somebody, we'd say, take a seat, bitch. And that's how it started. I said, hey, you know, we should just make a clan and call it that.
That's dope.
What?
And then 4 years later, I sobered up and was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I love how, like, people nowadays try to give it, like, a new name. They're like, TSB is short for, Truth, Strength, and Bravery. It's like, nah, it's Take a Seat, bitch. Like, that's the name of the fucking clan. Like, don't try and pretty it up, you know? Like that's not...
Bro, I thought stuff for titty sex is better.
Oh, my
Yeah, they're a bunch of them, like, yeah. Terror Code, Sexy Body.
Word, that's
like,
my favorite. Two Sausage Kids.
Yeah, Terror Code, Sweaty Ball Sack.
Sexy Body.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent Sexy Body.
Yeah, Tupac Still Breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Can that be the actual clan name?
Touching Ball,
Imagine, yeah. I want to live in a community world whenever I can go to the TSB Twitter and see Tupac themed like social media headers.
Oh my god.
Like, oh, fucking the estate of Tupac is going to press charges.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
Get Chicago on that shit.
That's some good times when TSB first started and I was drinking a lot. I met Helios and Zay and Donkey XDG all when they were younger. What clan were y'all in at the time?
Yeah. We were in like some little clan that we had started. It wasn't even like it wasn't like a big clan. It was like a little friend group we had started. I don't even remember the name.
Yeah. Did y'all invite me to a party?
No, you invited us.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you invited one of us, and so that person then invited, like, the rest of the crew. And, like, I was a little kid. They were all probably, like, 17 or 18. I was, like, 14. And I remember, like, getting an invite to the party, and you were just, like, drunk and screaming. And it wasn't like you were trying to recruit us or anything. You were just basically yelling to the heavens how great TSB was. And then you said that TSB had over 20,000 members, and they all had TSB tattooed somewhere on their body, including you. And how many of us in our faggot clan had our clan name tattooed on our body?
I don't think he said that.
No, he definitely did. And I remember, like, for years being like, that TSB terror code guy was weird. Like, he was, like, taking this a little serious. But, and then, like, way later, like, to the point to where when I met Trent for the first time, I was on, like, an alternate account. Like, I wasn't even on my main account.
Good times.
Is that what TSB stands for, Trent? 20,006, you bitches.
Yep.
Maybe that's what it stands for.
And I rocked them all.
Oh, wouldn't that be TTSB?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like the clan's called fucking TASB.
Yeah, Helios.
That's true.
Gotcha.
I figured we could add, we could slip a word in there.
We could spell zero with an X.
That's true. You know, if you're Landry, you could fucking just capitalize only the S in TSB.
Thank you.
People like to correct me on the word exile. Like I didn't do it. All. Like, oh shit, I didn't know.
Dude, I mean, you guys are all clan leaders. So this, how many times have you had kids tell you, this isn't what your clan's about? This is how we do it. This is how, you know. And I'm always like, I think I know. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
We need to get back to TSB being what TSB is. I'm like, oh, well, I guess you need to tell me what that is.
Shit.
Yeah.
You need to get back to taking a seat, bitch, and settle down and let the leaders lead that shit.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. XGN is now EGN for Exiled Gaming Network.
Bro, EGN. Hey, there's a clan called EGN. I'm sorry.
XCG is now ZDG.
Wait, you just gave me beef or start beefing with EGN.
TSB is TASB.
Yeah, it's now TASB, aka TASB.
Okay, so Helios, now that you're on the podcast, I was supposed to ask you about certain people, and I can remember two of the names. Terrico's going to have to help me with the other one. But it's Officer Julio's, Uncle Mordecai, and then something about a honeypot.
Those are all like, look, when we get into parties and shit gets a little crazy, let's just say that, like, sometimes I like to make up alternate personalities to entertain everyone. And so Officer Julio's is, a lot of you guys may know Gork. He's a good friend of ours. He's, you know, special needs and whatnot, but he's got this bit he does where he's Officer Gork or Agent Peaks, and he'll, like, talk into the microphone like it's a radio transceiver. And so Officer Julio's is his Mexican compatriot. It originally, like, was that way because he would always call me Julio's, and so I started to, like, feed into it, and that's how Officer Julio's was born. Uncle Mordecai. Uncle Mordecai was, I don't know where the fuck that came from. There was a lot of, like, alcohol involved in that one. But he's basically, in the Helios mythology, he's my Jewish uncle. And he's always getting into shenanigans, of course. And then Honeysuckle, I don't think that's really YouTube appropriate, so we'll have to talk about that at a later date. Let's just say that one was one of the more brave things that I've ever done. It took a lot of courage and bravery to come out with the Honeysuckle story.
I believe you were partaking in the devil's lettuce the night you told the Honeysuckle story, a lot of it too.
Yeah, no, like, a lot. Like, I was basically fucking a walking man passed out. Yep. But, yeah, so we'll talk about that a little bit later off the air. But, yeah, nah. I mean, it's always a good time. Always a good time hanging out.
Children. these are the signs of mental illness. Tell us about the final boss persona.
Oh, the final boss. Yeah, so literally, like, where that comes from is I've always been, like, a really... Yeah, I was a really big Halo fan, and there was a team called Final Boss, and, like, I was a Final Boss, like, fanboy back in the day, like, really into their stuff. And so there was one point where I put, like, Final Boss of the Internet, like, as an homage to them, like, kind of as a joke, like, you know, oh, I'm such a big deal, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, as a clan leader, like, part of it is, like, having that, like, ego and, like, being kind of funny and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. People do not like that shit. Like, they take it so serious. They're like, you know, oh, this guy thinks that he's the king of the internet. Like, he's so egotistical. He's got a god complex. And I like to feed into it. So, like, you know, I guess it's also sort of like a persona like the other ones where I'm like, I don't think that you're ready to face the final boss. You need a few more levels and maybe a power up or two, boy. Like, you know, like, and I'll just, like, randomly tweet out stuff like that in the final boss persona, and it sort of transformed into something else, like, than what it originally was. But, like I said, I was just a real big fan of the team, and so I threw it on there. It's like, it didn't even say final boss of the internet at first. It just said final boss, and people started to, like, not understand because it was such an old reference at the time. But yeah, so that's where that came from.
So now that you mentioned it, how do you feel about subtweets and people subtweeting you?
I love subtweets. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't like subtweets, but then they still do it. Like, I mean,
Helios, honestly, and I will literally be talking on the phone during the day, and we will say, hey, we'll tweet this to see how people react. Like, when I changed my name on Twitter to the OG Baja Blast. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that evening a kid was tweeting that, I know you and your friend think you're the final boss and Baja Blast, but you're not really shit.
Bro, I don't even know what the fuck that means, bro.
Dude, I was high one night at an Xbox party. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I fucking love Baja Blast. I had just gotten some Taco Bell. And I was like, I love Baja Blast. So I was like, you know what? I'm the OG Baja Blast. Me, I'm the fucking OG. And, like, I was just ranting and raving like I normally do when I, you know, I'm, like, drunk or high on Xbox in the middle of the night. And guess what fucking TSB Terror Chode goes and does? He makes an account for it and tries to usurp my title and tell everybody that he's the OG Baja Blast. And that account still exists to this day. So, I mean, I guess it's on me for not, like, capitalizing quickly enough on my great idea. But,
you heard it, but folks. Terror Chode is the imitation. He is.
That is not how, that's not a true story, though. That's not how it happened.
How'd it happen,
though? Tell us your side.
I was in a party with Helios. And I brought my OG Baja Blast tag in there, and he started trying to say that I had read his mind and stolen his idea.
No, bro. Read my mind.
Yeah, what? You're like, what are you doing? Are you spying on me? You got all paranoid and shit.
And I'm like, my God.
Now, if I were Corey, then that might have, like, a little bit of believability to it, but I'm not him.
That's true. He is paranoid.
I'm never paranoid.
So,
bro, you're more paranoid than when Ivy put her fucking computer in the trunk.
How am I paranoid? Bro, I don't even be noticing people be talking about me. People be asking me, like, is this tweet about you? I'll be like, no, that's not about me. And then I'll be looking at it, and I'm like, well, maybe. And then I get start to think, and I'm like, well, fuck. I didn't even notice. And then
that's what I'm talking about is you get in your head, you're paranoid.
Listen,
me on the other hand,
listen to this shit. You know he's got 17 computers back there. He has half as many computers as he does fucking AC units and hanging out the damn window his end of the trailer house.
You know,
and he is constantly on everything, checking it out, looking around.
Far more,
dude. I'm telling you, here's the difference. Here's the difference, Corey. Is someone calls me and says, "Is that tweet about you?" And I say no, and I go about my daily life. And then later on, Landry and Trent will call me, and they're like, how come you didn't respond to that tweet about you? And that shit was straight up actually about me. That shit was straight up actually about me, and really? I didn't even notice.
Dude, well, I come to the conclusion every time that it's just not about me. I don't know.
Okay, so.
I get so upset when people are subtweeting because nobody ever subtweets me. I pretend like people are subtweeting me. I'm like, oh my God, could y'all stay off my back, you know?
So you nobody's don't think any subtweets have ever been about you, Corey?
I don't. I mean, I'm sure they have been, but I definitely don't notice. But I definitely be – people be thinking I be subtweeting people, and I really just be beefing with, like, people like IRL.
Let's flash back exactly 1 year.
Oh, back then, that's different.
That's real.
Boy, different. I set alarms to see if he was tweeting about me. I had to wake up at 3 a.m. to see if he was going on a rant talking mad shit. He had me curious. It was like damn news. I was watching your Twitter feed, like people be watching the damn stimulus check information.
Dude, you know what's funny is I had, like, at the time I had people inside XGN, and not even like to do anything nefarious, but just because you guys were making memes about, like, the Hydra war effort, quote unquote. And I thought those memes were so fucking funny. I had to get them, like, as they came hot off the press or whatever. So, I mean.
Yeah, the excess main machine. That's what I never
really cared about. Like, the part of, like, people being in, because, like, there's a point where you're like, yo, if someone wants to get in your clan, they'll get in. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Realistically, that part never really, like, fucking annoyed me. But I swear to God, bro, I was on that ass where I was like, yo, I'm gonna fucking read every tweet this person gets out. On the moment, I was like, I got to respond quick. And then I respond, I'd be like, this is the last time I'm addressing this, a week later. And another thing.
I would literally call you out for that in the videos. I would be like, this man says this is going to be the last time. Let me tell you, this ain't going to be the last time.
Bro, because you knew what fucking buttons to push, you little asshole.
And I want to bring this out and put it on record right here, right now. I have one Twitter, and you had me blocked, so I could not see what you were saying.
I know, but I have one Twitter too. I could just read your shit because I wouldn't block.
Okay, the person who sits here and says, "Oh, I don't want to be in all this shit." Who you think was sending me screenshots saying, "Did you see what Mr. XGN said? But you better not respond."
Oh,
who is that?
That's why I blocked her ass.
Oh, she got a burn. She got a burn.
Yeah,
Landry got blocked in the heat of, like, all of the tension between XS and Hydra. Landry straight got fucking blocked.
Before
that, Landry was all probably like passive, and then after that, she was like, "He blocked me, kill him, daddy." Make him hurt real bad, daddy.
Yeah, dude, you just saw her run in her room, slam the door, then suddenly Johnny Cash Hurts playing at, like, full fucking volume.
The whole trailer fucking shakes when she slams the door.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dead relatives from four generations ago fall off the hallway fucking wall.
Landry has a friend that, they started Head Start together, you know, I mean, and she... She still follows my Twitter. Landry asked her a while back. She's like, "Why are you still following my dad's Twitter? What? Tell him what she said."
Oh, she said, "She's like, I don't. She's like, I don't know, fam. I'm into the TSA for life."
That's awesome.
My sister follows my Twitter, and her shit's all private, so nobody can see it. But I'll see her tweeting all the time. "I woke up an hour early this morning because my brother's in some serious Xbox shit on Twitter, and I got to read all of them." Yeah. She'll be going to everybody's profile, reading all their shit, seeing what's going on. So I'm glad that I have all you guys here together because I have a question to ask.
Yep.
Now, Corey, at what point did you know that my daughter was dating Helios? Because everybody seemed to know about this but me.
Bro, I'm not even going front, bro. Like, I kind of, okay, it's one of those things, like, you assume for a minute, but, like, I was like, bro, I mean, I thought you would know. I thought you had been a new.
But yo, I felt the same way.
No one told me. I just assumed.
No one told me either.
I'll tell you when I knew, bro. I was in a party one day, and I said, Landry said she would throw it back for Billy Roach. And Helios got mad. Or he said, she meant Bill Nye. Like, that was fine. Bill Nye is fine. But Billy Roach, absolutely fucking not.
All right. So I've got several more questions for us to get through. So this question is kind of for, I guess, more for Terracode. How did Hydra start?
TSB and J2H were allies forever. And we decided to add a third clan to our alliance. And we were just sitting around talking. It was VG at the time. And we were talking, we were recording this video, and I just said, you know, hey, you know, we're Hydra, we're a three-headed monster. You don't know which side we're coming from. And from that point forward, people started referring to us as Hydra. That wasn't at all what we intended it to be, but that's how it started, literally as a comment I made in a video.
So everybody always like has said that like J2H and TSB were the founding Hydra clans. Technically, like VA would be one of them then, huh?
I guess TSB and J2H were allies, you know, obviously for a long time before that. And then, I mean, and something that a lot of people don't know is that VA was the underworld division of TSB, and they had left due to some issues with internally. And I've never been one just to go shit on people because they left, if they left for a legit reason. And I felt like the reason they left was legit. And I mean, I wasn't going to hate on them for leaving for a good reason. And we just remained friends, and, you know, it became what it was.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, a lot of the Hydra stuff is, like it started out as, like, not being super official.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, even, like, the idea of, like, the office of, like, being a Hydra head. Like, that was something that, like, had to, like, it was basically formed not by, like, you guys, but, like, out of, like, the perception of what it was, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't anything that we planned. It's just the way people started perceiving it. So that's how it started. If you go watch the video when we, I think it's been taken down now, but when we announced that VA was joining the alliance, that's the birth of it right there.
Y'all want to know my reaction to that video? I was watching that video, I remember it, and I was on my Dell Inspiron Mini netbook, one of my damn laptop. I was watching that shit through the shittiest speakers ever. It was a damn Nickelodeon edition, too. And I was in a double wide at the time, ironically enough. Hamlin and all. Had a little mildew that never hurt nobody.
Right.
Water heater was in my room. Long story. Anyways. I was watching that damn video. And I said, yep. Close my laptop. I want to stay the fuck away from those guys.
I remember watching the video, and I remember, like, it was an Xbox party.
Yeah.
And all I could think of is, this motherfucker Sly guys and really expects us to be afraid of him when he has an anime profile picture. Like, it was one of those ones that you would buy from back in the day. And it wasn't just an anime. It was, like, a dude with, like, long hair. It was, like, some shit that you would see LG and Luna have as a profile picture nowadays. And I was like, man, has he changed? Because I saw it kind of recently, you know, like, I would say not recently, but, like, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, not anywhere near when it was, you know, created as a video. So I got to see it with a fresh pair of 2017 eyes. And I was like, this man, he could have had a better selection and gamer pick. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
Yeah, that was,
Four Life had hopped up in there with a taco gamer pick, you know, or something like that. Like, it just would have completely taken away all of the, like, intimidation factor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean we I mean if you don't think that the Hydra name has meant something, look at all the fucking little copycats, Trident, Shield. I mean, go to naming all the little alliances that you know,
the Cabal.
Yeah, like all these people made these fucking gamer, you know, these alliances, you know, spinning off of us and. Like, you guys aren't shit. Okay, well, why are you copying us then?
Yeah, I don't get all these little copycat alliances. Like, you know, you said S.H.I.E.L.D., Cabal, Trident, you know, Exiled Syndicate.
What?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was originally going to do XGN with this format. That was the network part of it, but I never got around to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were told when you started XS that you told everybody you were the anti-Hydra.
I never said that, not once. Bro, and you know for a fact, you can close your eyes and imagine it, Callie's dramatic ass saying that. I swear to God he said that. I never said that. This man...
Dude, I could see it being Callie.
Bro, this man was anti-Hydra until one day, nope. And I was like, all right, who is she?
Oh my god.
Yo, I swear to God, Callie was getting grief from someone and he stood up to them, and we've been memeing him ever since then. We're like, Callie's the type of guy to get mad at like a server at a restaurant and be like, that's it, I'm about to go crazy, I'm only tipping 15% today. Like, you know, like, he's definitely a nice guy.
Callie, like, storming, like, he busts through his, like, front gates and, like, just storms, like, through his courtyard to his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think that during that period of time when Callie was making the bridge between XS and Hydra that he was reading Romeo and Juliet on, like, a daily basis?
No. I told him I hope he gets hit by a bus.
you were mean to him during that period.
Bro, it's like... always over a girl, bro. Oh. Bro, yeah, we still be at war. I'm joking.
All right, I still have some more questions. So, how many clans have been in Hydra, and what
TSB, J2H, VA, VG? VG's changed their name and became VA, and then TRN, then XDG. And RGN.
You forgot. And
VOS.
So I did see a tweet. Oh, and VOS. So I saw a tweet that basically said that Hydra cannot succeed with more than three communities. Do you guys think that's true?
I mean, I don't. I don't think that's true at all. And I think that the reasons why clans leave Hydra are unique in their own. I mean, we removed one clan for things that were way out of control, and I think that saved someone's life by doing that, a friend of mine, because he had completely lost himself, and he and I recently started speaking again. He's actually in TSB, and he's told me that, you know, he needed what happened because things were bad in his personal life. And mm-hmm. and he needed a wake-up call.
So. Man, that's the one thing I look back on, and I think that, like, a lot of good came from it. You know, I mean, obviously, like, with every situation, like, you know, things weren't the way that they were supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But, like, with, you know, with that situation, I feel like it had, like, a happy ending. The other ones are kind of, like, you know, still in progress. We'll see if they get happy endings, too, but...
Yeah. I mean, the TRN thing was... completely out of my control. The VA mm-hmm. thing was completely out of my control. So I don't
really consider TRN to have left. They just kind of disbanded.
Yeah, that whole time was a weird, weird situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of shit had happened there in about an 18-month period. So
what clan that left Hydra was the biggest letdown? Or, like, what was the most disappointing clan to see? But
I mean, obviously, in my opinion, J2H. I mean, I never wanted to see him leave. Mm-hmm. But again, that was a situation that wasn't in my control. And people that sit around and say things like, you know, and I saw that tweet too, where the person said, "Oh, you guys never seem to do well when you get over three and all this." And that kid's had been in what, four or five clans this year alone. So, you know, I mean, it's obvious people want to try to tear down what we've done, but I just think that a lot of things have come up and people, you know, I mean, if people think leaving Hydra is going to better their situation, who am I to say no if they're my friend, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think like the most disappointing and the most fresh is definitely J2H. Because, you know, the entire time, like, I think that there were a lot of people, like, running back and forth who were making the situation worse. And then the sad part is you look nowadays, and most of those people are no longer even, you know, in J2H or Hydra. And it's just, like, I feel like it was definitely regrettable the way that went down. But, you know, I mean, hey, I wish them the best of success. You know, all of the older ones... obviously, like, they're no longer around, like, VA, VOS, TRN, like, all those guys, like, they ended up shutting their doors after leaving Hydra, but, like, I definitely think that, like, this situation, is a little bit different. Maybe it's because it's, like, more recent, I wasn't around for the other ones, but, like, I feel, like, more strongly about J2H leaving than any of the other ones in the past.
I mean, I will be the first to admit that I was caught completely off guard when J2H and VA left. I didn't see that coming at all. So.
In the clan, it's always been known that, like, TSP and J2H were, like, super close. And, like, I'll say, like, one thing for sure, like, all jokes aside, like, Cali definitely, like, did push that bridge to, like, make it to where, like, we could even communicate or that, you know, this was even possible. And, like, it was super cool to get to know, like, you know, For Life a little bit and System. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like, obviously, things could have went differently. And it's disappointing to see because, you know, like, when you watch those videos of you guys back in the day, man, like, you would never think that there would ever be a time where you'll be apart. But, you know, like you said, if people feel like things are better for them, you know, they got to do it, you know, at least for that time being.
I mean, I still talk to For Life every single day. Yeah. I mean, I talk to him every day. And he's, he's, be honest with you, he's just living his life, man. The shit that he went through with his medical stuff and everything, like, he feels like he got a second chance at life, and he's not even worried about Xbox, you know?
He's mad cool, man. Like,
oh yeah,
mad cool, dude.
I mean, the things that he and I did, that TSB and J2H did together, you know, and then even VA, the things that the three of us did on 360 were pretty crazy, man. I mean, I look back at it, you know, a lot of it was good. A lot of it was bad, but we did a lot of things. We made an impact on a lot of areas.
Yeah. Influenced a lot of people, man. I brought a lot of people into the scene, like, yep, that are still around today. I mean, even for better or for worse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do, really. I mean, we bring people into the whole bigger picture of things.
And I still talk to Sly Knight, you know. I mean, not as much, but we used to still, I mean, we talked a lot. I mean, I was really close to you know, Sly. I met him when he was a young guy. And I haven't talked to him. I talked to him when I evacuated, you know, during the hurricane. And he hit me up, made sure everything was okay and stuff like that. But, yeah, I literally had no idea that he was going to leave Hydra. I just literally got invited to a party with him, and it was me, him, Devix, and TRN Titan. And he's like, well, he said, I just want to let you know that we're leaving Hydra. And I said, okay. And he said that He said that I had snaked him and tried to poach one of his people. And I'm like, huh? And he said, yeah, he told me you tried to poach him. And I'm like, who? And he told me who it was. I'm like, I haven't even talked to that kid. And then come to find out, the kid was telling everybody that he was a two-time, or he had been on two tours and was in the military and all this shit. And of course, when this kid told all these lies on me, I went to find out who he was, and he just graduated from high school like 6 months before this event happened. And I'm like, oh, well, how's he been on two tours in the Middle East if he just graduated from high school? I had pictures of that kid. He wrestled for a state championship up in Minnesota, or I can't remember what it is, but like
6 months. Wyoming?
Yeah, 6 months prior to him being in Hydra and saying that I'd tried to poach him, he had been wrestling for a state championship.
So this one guy like just fucked everything up.
No, I mean, that. Listen, a lot of things I don't talk about is like, I mean, the whole competitive team that VA had, that COD team, those were all kids that played peewee baseball against my son. Like, those were all kids I knew in real life. I never tried to poach them. Why would I try to poach this one random kid that I'd maybe had two conversations with that come to find out was a chronic habitual liar? So there was obviously a problem before that. I mean, so I was getting mad that things were changing, that, you know, we weren't hitting clans. We were doing other things, and he wanted things to go back the way they were. And, you know, so there was some rift there. He's the one that wanted to bring KSI.org in. That was his whole idea. They talked me into it because I didn't want to be affiliated with them. And that was his whole thing. And then he quits right in the middle of that whole process.
Well, you know, like, after talking to a lot of people, I think that, like, a lot of the issues that have been had, like, within Hydra over the years have been people, like, having, what would you call it, Trent? Like where they don't think that they're on, like, an equal playing field with you. Like, they feel that, like, basically you're the leader of Hydra. And that's never how it was in reality. But, like, a lot of these guys, like, because you met them when they were younger, you know, or just, you know, in general, they would go away for long periods of time, or they just weren't that involved in Hydra or whatever. Like, they got it in their head that, like, you were the dictator, so to speak. And my experience has been quite the opposite. Like, we all stand equally, and, you know, we vote to make decisions and stuff like that. But in between people's own, what's that word called? Like, their own insecurity and, you know, you add in communication issues to where you guys aren't meeting up as much. I feel like that's been the source of a lot of issues. And that's one thing that I can say, at least for the past couple of years, is like not really been an issue. And so as far as like, can we grow to be more than three Hydra clans? I think just due to the process, it's going to be something that takes a while for a clan to join Hydra. But I definitely think that it's possible with us, you know, meeting more and then not having those types of issues where people get insecure and jealous. You know, I'll be the first to say, like, if I don't talk to someone for a while, I start to get a little paranoid too. Everyone does. But that's why me and Trent talk on the phone, you know, almost every day, and why we have pretty regular meetings within Hydra. Because, you know, that's something that definitely was not as good in the past, but I think it's a lot better. Like, would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like communication kind of like solves most things. Like, that's something like I always struggle with, but I feel like most of my team at this point knows that I'd just be so fucking busy in so many different things that, you know, I'd just be sending a quick text, and I don't know. I think I need to work on that as well. Like, just working on communicating and stuff like that, because without communication, you know, shit always goes to hell, essentially.
Oh yeah. Cause I mean, you know, people can read into like decisions and actions, but most of the time, like, they're not going to give you like the benefit of the doubt, and nobody in the entire world, unless you're crazy, is out there making decisions that are going to be, you know, to the detriment of your organization, and you're doing it maliciously. Like, there's no reason why you would be trying to destroy what you built. And if you guys just disagree, then that's something that could be hashed out. You know, you could just talk about it. And that's the thing is, like, I mean, but most people don't think about it like that. they get all up in their emotions and they make decisions, you know.
They're pride and shit, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sly had a – looking back now, and at the time that this all happened, I had a lot of shit going on in my personal life. I'd actually stopped getting on Xbox for about 3 or 4 months at one time. And I'd never done that before. Like, I didn't know if I'd ever get back on Xbox again because of some things that was going on in my personal life. And I realized that he had a lot going on in his personal life, and we just hadn't been talking as much, you know. And I guess that kind of makes people uneasy because I just don't change up on people. I try to stay. That's what I've always said, is that consistency is what scares motherfuckers. Knowing that they're going to have to deal with you being the same person every single day, that worries people. And that's what I've always kind of built myself on who I am, is that if I don't like you today, I'm probably not going to like you tomorrow. And I'm not going to switch shit up. And that just, that does scare exactly. people, knowing that if you tell them that you're going to do something and then you follow through on it, all of a sudden you're a crazy motherfucker, you know, for doing exactly what you, yeah.
The Game Boy going down the stairs.
For doing exactly what you told someone you were going to do. If they continued their actions, all of a sudden you're the bad person, you know, like, it's like blaming the fire for sticking your hand in it. You know, you knew the consequences, but you fucking did it. If I go swim out in the ocean and a fucking shark bites me, I can't be mad at the shark. I was out in his fucking shit.
Look, I'm petty. I'll still be mad at the shark.
Man, fuck that shark, bro. On ganging him.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I'm so petty. I'd be leading a one-armed, you know, revolution against sharks. I'd hunt them to extinction.
But, you know, I've never talked publicly about the TRN thing, but so, the TRN thing was the fact that DVX and Austin they couldn't co-function as leaders together. It had got to that point that DVX was drinking a lot. The clan had turned on him, and the people that they considered to be friends didn't want to be in a clan with him anymore. And so Austin talked him into retiring. Like, we're going to retire, and they picked a guy to be their successor. They gave the clan to him. They invited all the Hydra heads in there. They announced it. This is what's happening. They stepped away. 3 days later, DVX comes back and is like, they stole my clan. I want you to attack them and make me give them my clan back to me. I'm like, what? You, that's not what happened. And I mean, he's mad at me and won't speak to me now because I wouldn't get his clan back for him when he gave it to someone. Again, consistency. You know, people make tweets about how we can't seem to have more than 4 clans in Hydra, but I mean, the people that want to be here are still here. I'll say that. And I would rather be rocking with 1 or 2 or 3 or however many clans that want to be here and are dedicated than I had a bunch of motherfuckers I don't know if they're going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, I mean, that's the same, you know, mindset. I mean, that I feel, I mean, moving forward, like, that's the way I feel about clans in general. Like, the people that rock with you are going to rock with you, and the people that don't aren't. You know what I mean? You can't force nobody to be loyal, and it's about providing that experience to players, and I don't really see how, like, you know what I mean? It's not like an insult to me. It's like, it's either they want to be here or they don't. You know what I mean? There's no extra stuff to it.
That's the first time I've ever talked about that TRN shit publicly. I don't even know if I've ever told you that story, Corey. That's what happened.
You didn't.
Obviously, you know, that situations on Xbox have affected friendships with people like Sly and DVX, people that I consider to be friends. They don't speak to me as much now because of their own decisions. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm okay with that. If you don't want to speak to me because of the consequences of decisions you made, then that means you have a lot of guilt about your bullshit. And I'm okay. I've got enough shit on my plate. I'm okay where I'm at.
Yeah.
Okay, so what clan do you think has been the most successful since they left?
I mean, J2H is still going, so.
Yeah, they're the only ones that are still up, so. I mean, did you even do your research on these questions? Oh yeah, that's right.
I didn't remember if I was going to learn as I asked. Well, not even just. I'm not talking about going. Like, were any of them successful? Like,
did they every other clan that's left been kicked, disbanded, etc. It was an immediate downhill slide.
Like immediate. Oh, okay. Mm-mm. I don't know if there was like some time in between, like what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't foresee J2H going anywhere. I mean, they are a well established clan. They have people that have been around for, you know, decades, and I don't think they'll go anywhere until they want to go somewhere.
So. Facts.
I mean, yeah, the thing is, you know, your community can't die until you let it die.
Yeah.
Even if you only have 10 people in it, if you're still rocking it, you know, I mean, you can always come back and rebuild.
Listen, it's your job as a leader to lead your people. And people are going to react the way you react. And if your clan's getting hit and you're running around like a damn chicken caught in a tornado, you know, fucking flopping around, your people are going to freak out. And if you act like it's business as usual, they're going to treat it like it's business as usual. So you handle your business.
Definitely.
Well, I don't have any more questions. Do you have anything else like you want to talk about in terms of Hydra? RGN's
like,
do you want
some talk good
about
guys.
How RGN joined?
Really, really like those guys. Luffy and Concept and them, Kevlar. I mean, there are a lot of good people over there. And they're not as vocal probably as me and Motormouth Julios, but that doesn't mean that they're not. I really like Luffy because you'll go to meetings and Luffy won't say a word, but afterwards he can tell you everything that happened. He pays attention to shit. Mm-hmm. Really like Luffy. Very solid head. You know, thinks about things before he makes decisions. He's not rash like Helios. I definitely think things through and don't just react off the cuff. So,
look, here's the thing is I'm the best of both worlds because I can plan shit out, but guess what? I've also got a quick wit. So,
well, yeah. a lot of these plans, they're easy to beat if you just think a year down the road, because most of these kids don't think past the damn Xbox Live party they're in. And then, you know, you have these little Omega clans pop up, and by Omega clans, I mean clans that pop up that's the last stop for the pieces of shit that no other legit community wants. And they're not going to be around long. Those kids don't think, you know, they'll post shit on Twitter. They're hitting people offline. They'll post doxes. They'll post revenge porn. And then they'll tell you, yeah, we're starting the esports section. Like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Who the fuck's going to want to deal with you? What decent, normal people are going to want to be around you?
Well, it's funny because I think there's like two philosophies. There's the one that we have, which, you know, one of the main things that, like, with Ego and Excess and Hydra and everything that we view as a benefit of us coming together is that we can effectively outcast people in the community scene who, you know, do those things that are just unforgivable. Like, you know, they sexually harass people. They end up being a pedophile. You know, they're like, a serial clan hitter. They, you know, do a whole bunch of the DDoSing stuff, like all that stuff. Like, that's a perk for us, you know, communicating is that we can effectively increase the pool for the broader community scene and get those guys out of there who are just there to cause problems. But in those Omega clans, it's like the opposite. They're like, well, we don't care what happened before you hit our doors. You could have done anything and it's all forgiven. It's like, okay, but they're going to do the same thing to you. Like, these people are displaying patterns of behavior that aren't going to change. If someone in every single clan that they're in, they lie and manipulate and get people to pay their bills and scam them out of money and fuck around with underage girls and blah, 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 blah. What makes you think that you're so special they're not going to do it to your clan?
Yeah.
I mean, I see the clan scene as like a neighborhood and like trying like keep the bad people like out of it. You know what I mean? You should try and like you know, listen to what is bad for your neighbors because it's often going to be bad for you as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're like the neighborhood crime watch. That's what we are.
So I feel like communities communicating, you know, is definitely a benefit. And, you know, there's definitely some people that just aren't made for clans. You know, some people that just shouldn't be included in the scene, you know. And I feel like everyone should kind of have an understanding of that. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That was, I mean, once we started communicating, how many kids that we find have floated through both of our circles that didn't need to be in clans?
Fella.
Yeah. And so that's one good thing. I mean, we sit down, we find these people that prey on people financially or, you know, for whatever reason, and we identify them and we, you know, just cast them out. I mean, they don't have a place here. They don't have a place in our circles. So, when you made the anti-Hydra coalition over there, Corey.
Yeah.
What was your goal? You were going to come take us out?
The idea was to essentially make sure that we thieve every damn window air conditioner unit that Hydra had. And to make sure that all Hydra leadership was suffering from sweaty ball syndrome for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, so wait, hold up, real quick.
Check that off because you've done it.
On one of the first podcasts you guys hosted when you were talking about the sprawling half acre,
yeah,
you guys said that I would die the first day because basically I would eat something that was rotten and die from it.
Yes, that's what we said.
That's some bullshit. I would survive.
No, you wouldn't.
I have you quoted saying that that's not how you would die, that you would more than likely.
I feel like that's more realistic.
Until somebody killed you. That's how you said you were going to die.
You said that you would get on people's nerves until they collectively got together and killed you.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, not everybody, you know, but I'm one of those guys like, you either love me or hate me. So, I mean, eventually, like, I feel like there would be, especially with, you know, some of the stuff that we were talking about would be going on the property, you know, like the gun range and, like, the rusted out old, what kind of truck was it?
S10. Yep.
It was a rusted out S10, 1997.
You've seen it sitting in the driveway out here when you've been here, Helios. What do you mean? Did you not notice what it was?
Look, but this man pay attention to nothing.
No, you don't.
Look.
And he wonders why we said he'd eat something and die.
Look, but I didn't eat anything and die while I was out there with you. I passed out on the front lawn.
Now, let me ask you a question, Helios.
Hold on. Speaking of eating something and dying, I got something to die for. Wait till I let you try these homemade pickled eggs in the damn mini fridge here.
You better stay out of my shit.
I'm in your room recording
stay
this.
Stay out of my stuff.
I'm in your room recording this. I'm sitting on your waterbed right now.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's a cold night.
Did you get too cold in your room?
I had to come in and get some heat. I'm tucked in bed eating your damn pickled eggs.
You better not have plugged in that damn waterbed heater again, god damn it.
Oh, you know I did.
In there and I get sweaty on that son of a bitch.
You know I did.
God damn it. Listen here. I want you to know something. He says that he wouldn't eat something and die. I carried him to a bougie-ass brunch spot Saturday morning, and what did he do? He almost got his throat out for cussing right off the rip. And then he goes inside.
I bet he is one of the people that cuss in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Oh.
He made all the kids go inside. We were surrounded by children. He started talking.
Yeah, but listen, all the adults were still outside, like all the single adults, and then Angel yelled the F word really loud, or Zay, sorry. He yelled the F word really loud, and I said, hey, can you quit cussing? And all the adults went inside, too.
Well, yeah, Polish
now this man says he wouldn't eat anything and die. I carried him to this bougie spot that he almost gets us kicked out of before we even get to go sit down. And how does he repay me? He goes outside after his meal and throws up all over the fucking street in front of everybody.
No, I was in an alley. There was like,
bro, that, ain't nothing. That he ain't nothing. Every time I go somewhere with Polar, dude, he's always trying to get in a fight with somebody. Everything is confrontational. He's like, they're looking at me. I'm like, who? Like, keep in mind, he's in the back seat. They have to look at Hype and me first. Like, why would it be you?
Yeah.
I swear, confrontational. Don't get me beat up, bro. And bro, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't get me hurt.
I feel you. That's Helios. Helios challenges the fucking birds to fights, man.
Helios ain't acting right.
No.
Look, all I'm saying is when you're at the beach and the birds are squawking and you're trying to nap and have, you know, quiet time, like, that shit pisses you off. So, I got up out of the beach chair.
Mm-mm. Shit.
Now could I catch those birds? Probably not. But
no.
But
you tried.
They flew away.
Hey, I don't appreciate y'all going to the fucking beach either and taking all our damn living room furniture out there. I came out and I was trying to find some sit down and watch TV. I ain't got no damn beanbag chair. I had to sit in the beans. There's just a pile of beans in the corner of the fucking trailer.
Well, you know what? I hope your sweaty ass just absorbs some of that damn styrofoam out of them beanbags because
I have you put my ass sweaty.
The rest of us by God sitting in the heat while you're in your room locked with the door. All
my ass was not sweaty because it just came out of my cold ass room.
Yeah. Okay.
It's getting sweaty right now up in your waterbed because I got that damn.
Look, all I'm saying is if you're getting sweaty, Gold Bond is the solution.
This is my sponsorship.
Yeah,
they paying us.
I'm gonna tell you what. I have a 6-pack of Mountain Holler left, and it by God better be in there when I come in there.
You had a 6-pack. Oh. That's been gone since 7 o'clock, buddy.
Look, brother. Here's the issue with Gold Bond. Is
for you?
Is here's the issue with Gold Bond. Is it's supposed to get caught up in your underwear, but what happens if you don't wear underwear? I basically got to flip myself up like a baby getting diapered. All right,
folks. Tune in next week to the Creator's Corner.
Thank you guys for listening.
Wait, hold on. Hold
the
show.
We'll
listen,
get you guys on the next episode.
If you guys want, please interact with us on social media and let us know if you want to see a tutorial of Julio's applying Gold Bond to TSB Terrachoke.
And if you'll notice, my name is not TSB Terrachoke in this damn podcast. My name is Corey.